I believe that it is important to understand others.
I believe that it's okay not to have any strong beliefs.
I believe in the power and joy of running.
This I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. One of the painful realities of modern life is that neighbors can live near each other for years, cheek by jowl, and barely know one another. How many of us do little more than nod our heads or perhaps wave to people who frequently cross our paths as we make our way through the day? In this encore essay, Janine Wiseman reminds us how important it is to take it one step further.
He asks me if I know who he is. Yes, I tell him, and your name's on your cane anyway. We walk down the street together. He inches along in untied shoes. He has no gloves. His sport coat is too thin for the cold. He lives at the top of the street. I don't remember the last time I saw him. He certainly wasn't like this. His left pupil is the size of an Advil. His right, a pinpoint. Where are you going? To get some donuts, he replies. I ask if his family knows where he is. He says his wife was shopping. His son was out. I'd been walking home from the grocery store. A woman walking her dog ahead of me stopped, and her dog sniffed around a yard. I passed her, and then I saw this man in the distance. He didn't look right. But I went into my house to put my groceries away. Surely the dog lady would check on him. She was going in the same direction and would quickly catch up to him. But the dog lady had vanished when I came back outside 2 minutes later. He was still shuffling down the hill. He'd made it past another house. Sometimes you're handed an assignment you don't have time for. You take it because it's the right thing to do. But I believe you also take it because it pays forward a kindness you may badly need yourself someday. Which is how I found myself helping a guy who wanted some donuts. Getting to the Dunkin' Donuts at the bottom of our street was no small achievement, but he finally made it. I was giddy over his hard-earned triumph as we approached the counter, only to have dreams of a victory dozen shattered. Not one chocolate frosted, not one honey-dipped cruller remained. "Where are all the donuts?" I asked, more disappointed than my companion. The guy behind the counter, wearing reindeer antlers on his head, gestured to the empty shelves. It was close to 4 p.m. on Christmas Eve. He bought one of the last coffee rolls. We sat down. Now what? He couldn't walk back up the hill. I looked around for a police officer. Where was a cop in a Dunkin' Donuts when you needed one? We chatted for about 20 minutes. Then his son walked in. Someone saw our slow sidewalk marathon and called him. And so we parted. I hurried home to make dinner. I don't imagine I'll see him out walking again. I'm pretty sure he's forgotten our downhill journey. But I'll remember it. And that on our street, neighbors look out for each other.
Janine Wiseman is editor of Mercury, a weekly arts, culture, and lifestyle publication in Newport, Rhode Island. She is also an actress and singer who has appeared on stage at Second Story Theater and the Courthouse Center for the Arts. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.